This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along in this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's one of the preeminent spokespeople for American Heart Association, a cardiologist, preventive cardiologist whose reputation is far and wide, in part because of his work, because of this program, all kinds of reasons for him to be in demand in terms of information. What he does here on this program, he goes through in part, a lot of the info that comes from journals of medicine, peer studies, reviews, reports, that sort of thing, and how those reports impact the medicine that you're getting. Certainly our attention has been on COVID-19. That's not hard to predict. You have been one of the people that stood out, in my mind anyway, and I certainly encourage you to do this, when it came to how to treat COVID-19 with the Z-Pak, the malaria disease, the malaria, whatever, it's not, what did they call it? It's just a treatment, right? It wasn't a preventative thing. I never can pronounce it. I don't know.
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, I just call it the malaria drug. That's all they need. You were on board early on talking about the French study and saying it had a lot of credibility. People were talking about it not working because, as you suggested, it wasn't being used properly with enough doses, et cetera, et cetera. But I have noticed, and I'm sure you have too, that that trend seems to be changing somewhat, and people are recovering. There's a story of a doctor from Torrance, California, who credits this connection, this combo, at saving her life. I don't know whether you want to talk about that a little bit as we get started here or not. It's not about trying to prove, yeah, it's me, I was right, they were wrong. But it's about practical ways to cut down the numbers and get people to survive and be healthy and thrive. That's really what we're aiming at here, isn't it?
It is. And the more this goes on, the more sad I get, because unfortunately, politics is getting more and more deeply into medicine. And that's a sad thing, because I don't think it should depend on whether you're in a red or a blue state, how you get treated for this horrible, potentially deadly disease that we're trying to deal with right now. And yes, as a trained medical scientist, I know how to read the medical literature, and I was reading the manuscripts, not the politics. I was reading the actual manuscripts.
The press reports. The press reports were bogus.
I was reading the actual manuscripts put out by one of the most notable microbiologists, infectious disease physician in the world, and saw amazing results. And as it continued, I was just more and more impressed, and I still am impressed, and I've read the manuscripts. And the key is, you will see some of the publications show that this combination, azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, is not effective. And then you'll see other manuscripts where it's amazingly effective. And the key is that a key ingredient in all this, you can put together a research protocol that fails if you want to, or you can put the protocol together to be effective based on the knowledge. And for hydroxychloroquine and for azithromycin together to be very effective, you have to do a couple of things. You have to start early. The group in Marseille, where they have thousands of patients, over 3,000 patients with a 0.5% mortality, they will say it. You have to start early. You can't wait till the person's already about to die and then start it and then see if it's effective, which is what some of these reports do, and then say, oh, it doesn't work, because it works when you start early. The other key ingredient, when you look at these manuscripts, when the headline in the press is that it's not effective, you also have to look, did they start early, right after the diagnosis was made? The other item is, did they treat long enough? The hydroxychloroquine is used needs to be for 10 days, three pills a day. And what you will see in many of these studies, it only works, it is only given for 5 days. And if you look carefully down into the results, often you'll see during the 5 days it was working and keeping the patients better than the non-treated, but then once it was stopped, the group reverted back to the rest of the group and was doing no better than everybody else. So the key is that it's also the hydroxychloroquine is used for 10 days, the azithromycin for 5, the hydroxychloroquine for 10 days, 3 pills a day, 30 pills total.
What is there about that? All right, so why would that be?
Because it just doesn't seem to be effective enough after 5 days. And what many of the protocols use, and that's what the NIH controlled studies, randomized controlled studies advertise, 12 pills, 4 the first day, and then 2 for 4 days, total of 5 days, total of 12 pills in Marseille, France, where they get these very effective results. And the other people who've gotten very effective results, 3 pills a day, 10 days, total of 30 pills. It makes a huge difference. There was an article a week ago in the New England Journal of Medicine where everybody got excited because it showed that these two drugs didn't work. If you look very carefully at the graph, the first 5 days when they were giving the hydroxychloroquine, the treated group was doing better than the non-treated group.
Right, but why? Stopped. Okay, but that stuff we understand now, the distinctions. But why in the world?
There's one other important agreement. There's one other important agreement in these studies that don't show effect, and that is usually the people that get the drugs in these groups that don't show effect were sicker than the non-treated group.
Okay.
And I'll be quiet.
Yeah, you know, I don't want you to be quiet. I want to know why the government of the United States doesn't want us, certain strong elements, and the news media as well, does not want us to take this, does not want us to use this.
Every time I say that, you tell me I know. So you must know also.
Well, my suspicions are that collusion between the highest people in government, we had lots of respect for the World Health Organization until we found out that the Chinese government influenced the World Health Organization to not report when the World Health Organization knew in October that there was a real problem in China. They sat on it. I don't know whether the Chinese threatened them. It's not clear why they or how they influenced the World Health Organization's leadership to sit on this information until late in February, early March. So almost 5 months went by when preparations could be made, when things could have been done to save hundreds of thousands of horrible circumstances and tens of thousands of deaths. So why would anybody pay a nickel's worth of attention to the World Health Organization, but you still hear it quoted by lots of these phony balonies in Washington?
Yes,
but
Dr. Then, Fauci quoted them
my
up
God,
until
yes.
March.
Yeah. Okay, so then what about the collusion between the highest in government and the highest in business, the drug companies and the Chinese collusion with all these drug companies? Could it be that that's why? That's why I'm asking, because I think that's why it is, but can solidify people's thoughts more credibly than can I. The news media, all these people colluding.
You don't think it has to do with presidential politics?
Oh, sure it does. That's part of the rap. Yeah, yeah. It has to do with politics. Has to do with money. It has the same thing. It's all about power, control, greed, and money.
Very sad.
It is.
It's very sad.
Yeah. All right, we'll pause for a moment. We'll get to some of the items here that are on the list that Ken has studied. And, yes, a lot of the information that he has studied in the various journals of medicine are related to COVID-19. So that's coming up as we continue. The podcast, by the way, is listened to now by tens of thousands of people every week. The Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Snippets, bits and pieces of our conversation, the pithy points that we make in our conversation with Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell. Listen to them, good goodayhealthshow.com is where you find those podcasts. And one of the things that also you hear in the podcast is a continuing, I suppose maybe we'd say it's hammering away at a message from the folks at Calitrin about losing weight. Ken will tell you that the most important thing is to keep your body weight where it's supposed to be. Otherwise, you are a sitting duck for all of this. And so the folks at Calitrin making it easier all the time for you to take advantage of using their product. It's the number one choice for healthy, natural weight loss in the country and in the world. The formula does not include stimulants. It does not include drugs. It doesn't include anything that will be harmful, but it includes the building blocks of your life. All can be checked out and verified at the website toploss.com. And when you decide you want to buy this product, 6 months, I think that's what it's taken. It took me 6 months to make sure I was losing the weight and keeping it off. Your body gets tuned up taking this stuff so easy. Maybe four to six pills at night before you go to bed, and bingo. Lots of side benefits, too, from taking Calitrin. Find out all about it. Spend a few minutes at toploss.com. Then order the product. The unlimited buy three, get three free deal is in effect using the code DJV. No shipping costs either. That's the discount code DJV. Lose the weight, keep it off naturally at toploss.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Back now to Dr. Ken and our overview of the COVID-19 situation, amongst other things. There's a lot of things to talk about this week, as usual. But there's a study that suggests there's a protein that could predict how severe your dose of COVID-19 might be. How will that work? How does that work, Ken?
This is published this week in the medical journal Critical Care, Doug. High levels of the protein Supar, it's S-U-P-A-R, and this is a mouthful what this stands for, soluble urokinase plasminogen activator receptor. And now you know why we call it Supar, S-U-P-A-R. So high levels of this protein in the blood of a person with COVID-19 may actually be a predictor of a more severe disease course. This blood test may help doctors identify people who are more likely to need intensive care support. It may also help doctors identify those who can safely manage the disease at home. A blood test.
Wow. A blood test. Pretty simple, straightforward. Who interprets the blood test? Your doctor? Somebody in a lab? How is that interpreted?
Well, the lab runs the test like they do any other test, and then the doctor gets the report, and the doctor reports the results and interprets it.
More on COVID-19, as you might expect, plus other news and information that will help you in your health quest. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology in Mauduro, Florida. There are a lot of people who now are connecting with Ken using the telemedicine technique that has been perfected. It's now allowed by insurance companies and that sort of thing. So if you can't get, and who, it's, you know, Orlando Airport must look like a ghost town, as most other airports do. So maybe traveling isn't in your immediate future, but certainly you can use any number of, there's Zoom and there's Skype and there's all that stuff that you can use for telemedicine purposes. So if you want to reach out to Ken's office, you can call 352-735-1400. How much, 40% is telemedicine now? How much of your practice is being done without you having people right in your office?
Would
you
say? I would say a quarter.
25%.
In a cardiology office, because it's helpful for some things. But, you know, you can't do an electrocardiogram over telehealth.
Yeah, right, exactly. Got to be there. All right, so again, Ken's office number is 352-735-1400 for all the benefits of the work that he does, the studying. He's a research scientist as well as being a doctor, preventive cardiology at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Meanwhile, the effectiveness of zinc. Man, this has become, I'm so happy that this is now making it. That's what the Z is in the Z-Pack, right?
No, the Z in the Z-Pack's the azithromycin.
But isn't and zinc in it? I thought it was in it. Am I
actually
misinformed?
It's not. And the folks at New York University cleverly added zinc to this combination. Dr. Didier Raoul in Marseille has been advocating the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin, and they added zinc to this combination. And actually did a study involving a lot of the hospitals, especially in New York, and they report in New York University a 44% increased chance of survival in their study when they compared not using the three drugs, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin and zinc compared to not getting any of these three. So here's a study that was quite effective at survival at NYU, but they used all three drugs.
All three. Well, zinc isn't really a drug, is it?
It was taken as a supplement.
Yeah, right. I take it every day. In addition, I think if you're getting a good multivitamin, this is one of the things you should examine. The things that Ken and I talk about, he takes a couple of good multivitamins and some other things. But
a single multivitamin a day.
What do you look at? When you look at the label, what's in a multivitamin what's mandatory to be in? I mean, look at the ingredients. What needs to be in a good multivitamin?
Well, I like to have D in mine, and mine has 1,000 units a day. Mm-hmm. And, in Florida, that's a good amount. It depends on the person. And a good multivitamin will have A, B, a little bit of C, D, a little bit of E, and a lot of minerals. And that's what a multivitamin is. It has everything in it.
Right. Having a lot of different things. Is there a brand that you use? I don't mind touting a brand of people.
I use the local supermarket brand, and yeah. Most of them use the same ingredients. And if you compare, Centrum is considered the big brand, and mm-hmm. and they all compare to Centrum, and most of them are quite similar.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Health, a continuing focus in part, and we're going to talk about a couple of other things, but the COVID thing needs our attention, and some of the research that's being done, or not being done, actually, as a result of COVID-19. We'll talk about that and how it impacts your health. This is the Good Day Health program. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
And yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Frick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump announced a restructuring of the national strategic stockpile, which lacked sufficient critical supplies to combat the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump blames the Obama administration for the shortfall. The Trump administration's goal was to expand the stockpile so it has enough supplies for more than 90 days rather than just a few weeks. He said, under the previous administration, the stockpile was depleted and never refilled. My administration is taking action to modernize the stockpile during this crisis. The president took the time to thank the frontline workers.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support. They make all of us very proud.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Supreme Court seems divided over how broadly religious institutions, including schools, hospitals, and social service centers, should be shielded from job discrimination lawsuits by employees. The court heard arguments by telephone with the audio available live for a second week because of the pandemic. The court has 2 days left of scheduled telephone arguments as the High Court heard a case stemming from a unanimous 2012 Supreme Court decision in which the justices said the Constitution prevents ministers from suing their church for employment discrimination. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Going ahead in the second half hour of this hour of Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I suggested that there's a lot of research. We all know hospitals and medical facilities and universities are doing lots of research to try to find a way to deal with the COVID-19. So what's suffering because of this research on this particular problem?
Well, just about all of medicine is suffering because of COVID. People are postponing their visits. People are afraid to go to the ER or to the doctor's office because of COVID. And also, for a while, although it's quickly changing, all elective procedures were being delayed and not allowed to be performed. Here in Florida this week, elective procedures started, including dentistry has reopened, which was considered mostly elective. And things are rapidly changing. But because all of this was put off, amazingly, much less cancer was diagnosed. And I don't think cancer went away. And also, the news this week from the American Cancer Society is that more than half of cancer research, cutting-edge cancer research was put on hold because of COVID-19. For many reasons, people were just uneasy to go and participate in these studies, and also priorities were being made to take care of potential overflow of COVID-19 patients, which fortunately really never occurred in almost every hospital in the country. And ironically, during all of this, ironically and thankfully, the hospitals were mostly quiet and much less busy than ever.
Right. It's caused a problem. It's actually caused a problem economically.
A big problem.
And it has been unrealistic for people to not get the kind of, you need an operation on your pancreas or an operation on your liver, or even want to have elective surgery to fix your foot, that, or anything has been put on hold. And it turns out that wasn't a good thing at all, was it?
Unfortunately, we're going to see problems going in the future of things that were not treated, things that were not diagnosed, and that's going to be some of the unexpected consequences of this shutdown.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, there's an approval for a saliva test. We all talk about testing. We don't have enough. We don't know how to do it. It's not as good here as it is somewhere else, all of that. I suppose maybe it wraps into this. So what is, are you supportive of this? And by the way, when people come into your office for a personal visit, are you testing them? You give them a thermometer test, you test their saliva. What do you do when somebody comes actually right in the front door of your clinic?
Well, before they get in, there's a long list of questions that get asked, and you have to make sure none of these are yeses or you don't come in the door. And, things like, do you have a fever or a cough, a shortness of breath? Have you lost your smell or taste, which happens to be about, for 25% of people, the only symptom they get first?
Right.
And, have you done any travel recently outside of the country? A long list of questions, which if you've been in any health facility, hopefully you're getting the same questions, and hopefully you go through those, because that's becoming standard fair if you interact with the healthcare in any way, the dentist, the physician's office, the hospitals, you're going to go through these lists of questions. The other thing is you are going to get your temperature. You know, we have the new forehead infrared where we don't have to touch you. We just have to put the little device near your forehead and we can check your temperature and get a digital display. And that's something that everyone, no matter patient, or what, who comes into the office, not only goes through that questionnaire, anyone who wants to come in also gets their temperature checked. And we're doing, obviously, a lot cleaning off all the surfaces on a regular basis and keeping things clean, wearing masks, and doing, what is being done, hopefully, in all the health facilities that you interact with to keep people safe. And I think is what I'm seeing is the health, the dentists and the physicians are doing a really good job trying to keep the public safe, and the public just has to get used to it. And I think if you understand why we're doing it, it's really not such a big nuisance. But this is going to become standard fare. I think where people are finding it a little bit frustrating is if you go into the hospital today for an elective procedure, they're going to make you get tested. And so you're going to most likely have to get COVID-19 test and be negative before they even let you in the hospital for a procedure.
Makes sense. Why wouldn't you?
I mean,
I think that makes nothing but sense.
It does.
So what about this at-home saliva test?
Yeah, Rutgers.
Come up. Yeah, what's the story
initially
of that?
The test for diagnosing this, which hopefully most of us are not going through anymore, was very aggressive, up the nose and back into almost the brain.
It was awful.
Yes.
My grandson had it done. Scared the hell out of him.
It really is not pleasant at all, and if you can find an alternative, I certainly urge you to do that to make it a little more pleasant. And
isn't that how they do an endoscopy too? How do they?
That's down the throat.
Okay.
But the first generation not only had to go in what we call the anterior nair, the nose, which is part of the nostril where you go right in, but had to go up and back, and it's very uncomfortable. Yep. And then the next generation only needed the part of the opening of the nose where you go directly in. You don't have to go way up and back. And now Rutgers introduced this week the first home test saliva test where you just provide some of your own saliva and then you have to send it in. And this is a test developed at Rutgers University, and it seems to be quite good. And this is an alternative that is now available for the diagnostic end. This is not the antibody. That's a whole separate issue. This is the so-called antigen to see whether you have active disease. And now there are options. And I would, when you're looking around, I would try and see if you can get the faster option. The faster option in terms of getting the answer doesn't require this incredibly aggressive test, which takes longer to report.
Why is there controversy about what's going on at the White House regarding testing? I saw some of the things. I want to pause for a minute. I'll give you a minute to think about why it is that whatever they're doing to test at the White House could miss some of the infections. That's, you know, what. Why isn't it just one standard test, I guess, is the question a lot of people have. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Radio. Fabulous. I've made my living for decades on the radio, and it's because lots of people identify with what I talk about, the various programs I do, but they also identify and support the program through our advertisers. And one of the better success stories we have here is the story that I tell you each time I can take a minute to discuss MyPillow and what goes on at MyPillow. Great American company, things that are made there, distributed all over our country and all over the world, in fact. So I want to take this opportunity to give you a special time to go into the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get the BOGO deals. Let's see, the Giza Elegant Sheets, the Giza My Pillows, the towel set. There are the Go Anywhere, Rolling Go Anywhere pillows, the duvet covers, the bolster pillows, there are pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels. The BOGO deal continues, and you'll be able to get financing if you want to buy over $200 worth of merchandise, redo all the pillows in your house or whatever, buy new sheets for everybody. They'll finance it for you. That's right. Anything over $200, they'll help you out. MyPillow.com. That's the web address. Use the promo code DJV when you're checking out. MyPillow.com, the BOGO deal right now on the Radio Listener Specials page.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
I'm Andy Solomon. One in four stroke survivors may have another one. Up to 80% of secondary strokes may be prevented by developing a prevention plan with your doctor. Stroke neurologist and American Stroke Association volunteer Dr. Carolyn Brockington explains.
Take your medications as prescribed and manage your risk factors. Keep your follow-up appointments via telehealth if possible, and participate in a virtual rehabilitation program if needed.
The American Stroke Association's secondary prevention campaign, sponsored by Bayer, suggests having enough medication on hand. For ischemic stroke survivors, this may include aspirin to prevent another stroke. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
A stroke is a medical emergency. It's still important to call 911. Remember the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit stroke.org/one is enough.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJV program. Coming up in a few minutes, questions for Dr. Ken. Right now, I'm interested in this business about testing at the White House and testing here, there, and everywhere. Why isn't the same test being administered for everybody?
There's a problem of accuracy, and there's still some controversy about which is the most accurate test. What a false negative and a false positive means, false negative is you actually have the disease and your test comes up negative, saying you don't have the disease, and a false positive is when you do have the disease and your test comes up negative. Any test we do in medicine has a certain percentage of false negatives and false positives. No test we do is 100% accurate. And that's where you need a smart doctor to analyze these tests and to know what they mean. And there is some controversy still yet to be worked out about which is the most accurate test. And there is some question about whether this faster test is creating some false negatives. And I think this still needs to be worked out, and I think we'll have more to comment about it next week.
All right, so there's more work being done on that. What about the people? There's a story floating around this week about 16,000 people, most of them young adults, are volunteering, I guess, essentially, for a kind of controversial method of speeding up the development of a vaccine. What do you know of that? This is an online registry on a website called One Day Sooner. People who want to, mostly again, they're millennials, who want to take this human challenge study for science for COVID-19. So what do you make? Is this dangerous? Is it going to pan out? The notion of a human challenge trial jump-started a month or so ago in the Journal of Infectious Diseases, so it has some support from, I guess, what you'd consider a credible source, yeah?
Well, you know, you just don't know. This is what vaccine research is all about, and it always takes some volunteers who are willing to take a little bit of risk on their own bodies for the good of humanity, and these are real heroes. And with a new vaccine, you need people who are willing to get exposed to the illness after they receive the vaccine. And so there's risk on all ends. Is the vaccine they're being given safe? And we don't know yet because it's being researched. And is it effective? We don't know yet. It's
Would you volunteer
researched.
For a study like that?
Can I plead the fifth?
All right, well, let me tell it. Okay, so what about your patients? Would you say to me, I'm a patient of yours, would you say to me, go ahead and do it, it makes sense?
Well, I wouldn't for you because, you know, do you really want me to get personal here?
Yeah, I'm always happy to have you tell stories about me as good lessons for me.
I would want somebody who was extremely, you have to individualize this question, and I would want somebody who is very low risk if they're going to actually get the illness. Mm-hmm. And
because I have some evidence of slight COPD, lung compromise.
Your age.
It's my age, too?
It's all of those.
Okay. So I'm not volunteering.
You're not low risk if you get this of having. What you want is people who are very low risk of getting the severe form of COVID-19. So mm-hmm. people in the age group you just described who are healthy are the ideal people because if the vaccine is ineffective and they do get COVID-19, most likely they're going to get a mild form and not the severe form. Yeah. And be okay. And if they do get an adverse reaction to the vaccine, they're going to be better suited to fight
that and deal with it. Got it. Okay, there's the answer to that question. Now, up and coming in the next portion of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken. Some of them that I'm looking at have to do with the virus. Some of them do not. So stay tuned. That's up next here on this week's version of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's time to ask Dr. Ken. A question has come up about Alzheimer's and whether or not fruits, tea, red wine, may all of those things be helpful in getting rid of Alzheimer's or keeping... I guess I wonder, is it getting rid of Alzheimer's if you have it, or is it keeping you from getting it, or both of those things here? That would be my interpretation of this question, Ken.
Well, Doug, if you're worried about developing Alzheimer's disease, and I think most of us are, eating more fruits or drinking more tea or red wine may actually help protect your brain. And this is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this month. People who consume the lowest amounts of fruits like apples and berries and red wine and tea in their diets are 2 to 4 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease or another related dementia than people who actually consume adequate amounts. In terms of wine, you know, for a woman, it's 0 to 1 servings a day. For a guy, it's 1 to 2 servings a day.
All right. So people like me, the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, may have some support. I've eaten an apple a day pretty much all of my life.
Well, it may keep the dementia ward away.
Yeah. Maybe keep a few other things away. Let's hope at bay, anyway. All right, so there's that advice. Next up, a question about heavy drinking and whether that poses, you're a cardiologist, so you're probably on the inside of this, whether if you drink a lot of alcohol, I'm assuming heavy drinking means alcohol, does it lead to an increase
risk of stroke and other circulatory problems.
It does. And this we learned out of the medical journal Circulation a couple of weeks ago, one of the Bible journals in cardiology. And we learned that consuming more than 2 alcoholic drinks daily is linked to a whopping 30% greater risk for stroke. Heavy drinking, Doug, can take 5 years off of your life.
Right. You won't get Alzheimer's, but you'll have a stroke. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Next question has to do with people are wondering about what this guy read something about a process to help stop or help you treat COVID by just flipping yourself over in the bed. Because that opens up your lungs. Is that, if you're on a ventilator, does that make sense?
All right. Well, that's a difference. Well, you added that ventilator part in.
All right. Well, take it from the top.
Are you talking about those of us at home trying to prevent COVID, in the hospital?
This is for those of you who are in the hospital who are COVID patients. The suggestion has come from a doctor to this patient that they could help themselves by being flipped over.
Well, there are some positioning studies going on, and there is some evidence that with COVID that positioning is helping. And it's not once you're on the ventilator, but it's not going to help you to prevent you from getting COVID when you're at home sleeping in your own bed.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me combine a couple of things here from another question and point of view. Back to Alzheimer's and then sleeping. Is it true, and I think you've talked about this 100 times, if you've maybe 1,000 times over the years, if you've said it once, sleep deprivation, not good for anything, but Alzheimer's seems to be back in the fold as yet another cause for getting Alzheimer's, not getting enough sleep.
Absolutely. Yes? Sleep. One of the things sleep does is it just cleans out the brain and gets rid of a lot of toxic items that accumulate, and it's cleansing, and it will help lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's. We all need seven to eight hours a night of sleep, and it's so good for so many things, just keeping your immune system up, your blood pressure down, your heart in good shape, lowering the risk of getting cancers. Sleep is therapeutic for just about all what ails.
All right, quickie. I'm sorry, but this is about Kawasaki disease in children. How much of that is really connected to the coronavirus? There have been a lot of people asking about that.
This may not be a quick one, but this came up originally from Europe, and now there's a report of 70 children in New York City, and maybe we should pick this up
Time. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll save it for next time. But let's not forget about it, because I think it's a question bothering a lot of parents, and that's why the question is in here, whether this condition in children may be linked to the coronavirus. I've seen a lot of speculation
in
the news media.
There is an inflammatory circulatory, like Kawasaki's disease.
The podcast, Day Health with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, available right now, the most recent ones, at gooddayhealthshow.com. Thanks to Dr. Ken for being here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.